Building Starlight.
So you guys have been around for a while. When did you guys first grant your first wish?
So Starlight Children's Foundation granted our first wish in 1989, would you believe? And like you mentioned, we rely solely on the support of our communities, you know. So 1989 was the first wish, and since then we've granted over 11,300 Starlight wishes for sick kids and young people across Australia.
Wow, that's a lot of wishes to grant. And you mentioned that communities are really important with the Starlight Foundation. Can you chat a bit more about that?
Oh, absolutely. So the Starlight Children's Foundation, we have Starlight Express rooms in every paediatric hospital in within Australia. And every minute of every day, a child is admitted to hospital in Australia. And those rooms are really there for the families and the sick kids within those communities and the different locations, so that we can keep them positively distracted and you know, forgetting that they're sick, basically. And you know, we now see that one in four wishes that are granted is actually to children living in regional and rural Australia. So even more of a call out for that community support and to give, you know, generously at this time of year in particular. You know, with 114 life-changing Starlight wishes on our radar before Christmas ends, which is only around the corner, we all know. You know, $740,000 is what we need to grant those remaining wishes for the year.
That's great. That's an amazing amount of wishes to do for Christmas.
It is.
So how beneficial is this wish granting program for the kids?
Oh, it's phenomenal. And there's actually growing evidence at the moment that shows wish granting programs really can reduce hospital visits. And so that's a reduction in cost to healthcare systems. There's evidence that's showing us that wish recipients are 2.5 times more likely to experience a reduction in unplanned hospital visits, and nearly 2 times more likely to experience less emergency department visits. So, you know, having these experiences for these kids and their families is really important. You know, by the time this year closes out and hopefully we get to grant those remaining life-changing Starlight wishes, we would have granted over 500 this year. So
that's phenomenal. A lot. That's mm-hmm. a lot.
Yeah. Let me tell you, the most popular wish for 2019 was traveling to the Gold Coast.
Really?
Yes, that's 41% of all of our travel wishes.
Wow.
We have some very strange ones and random ones.
Well, can you tell us one of the most random ones that you yourself have had? So I'm throwing a line out to you here.
One of the most quirky wishes was to see the sun. Well, we did send a child on a digital creative experience so they could pursue some dreams as an artist, which is really unusual for a child to sort of come out and say, that's what we want to do. Or a water well that was built in a child's name in a third world country.
Wow.
Yeah, so that child themselves wanted to give back as well.
Yeah, God, that really emulates the spirit of giving. And speaking of that, we're heading into Christmas and, you know, I mean, this is a little bit off topic, I suppose, but a lot of people are looking for, you know, more ethical gifts and things that won't hurt the environment. What kind of things can people do and people give that will help support your foundation this Christmas?
Absolutely. There's a number of ways, and they can jump on the Starlight website at starlight.org.au, and they can actually find a number of Christmas gifts and donate in other people's names. We have Christmas e-cards. We have a Christmas store that has our Starlight, Captain Starlight dolls. We have Starlight pens. We have a number of things that people can purchase, and they can donate in a number of other stores too. We have a couple of retail partners who collect funds on our behalf. So Williams and Sonoma do a drive at this time of year and give back. We have another number of partners that do the same.
Kirsty, thank you so much for, as I said, getting up nice and early and chatting to us. And good luck on your Santa sleigh of wish giving for this season.
Thank you so much, Alex. I really appreciate the time and you chatting to us.
That was New South Wales Partners Manager Kirsty Bead for the Starlight Foundation to chat a bit about the season of giving and give us a bit of generous inspiration, I suppose. Alex James here with you this morning for your brekkie. Me and Gio now. World on the Sun.